Extremely Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show here today. Let me turn off some noisy things over in the chat room. And welcome to our show. It is Wednesday, July 4th, 2012 here. Happy Independence Day, otherwise known as Happy Let's Fire the Government and the Money Junkies, Kick Out the Private Bankers, and Start the Nation All Over Again Day. Now, I don't know why we're calling it, independence and freedom. We're not very free. I understand from my brother Matt that you're allowed to still have fireworks in New Hampshire, but out here in Hawaii, nothing but party poppers in the markets. It's not even worth bothering anymore. They won't allow fireworks, so I thought maybe I would celebrate July 4th the traditional way, by shooting a few British officers. But when I showed up down at the RIMPAC area with a musket, they wouldn't let me in, so that's obviously not going to take place here. And boy, am I frustrated. I'm going to have to assuage my resentment here with plenty of scotch and hot dogs and stuff like that. Obviously, Independence Day is kind of a family holiday, because I count among my ancestors one Dr. Josiah Bartlett, who signed the Declaration of Independence for the state of New Hampshire. In fact, he was the first man to sign the Declaration, because they signed in order of the colonies from north to south, and he was the senior delegate from New Hampshire. He was a very famous man. He'd helped New Hampshire deal with an outbreak of serious illness there, and so he was appointed to state office, and then when the committee to form the Declaration was announced, he was named to that. Family tradition, which I wouldn't want to bet more than 5 cents on, but family tradition coming down through my maternal grandfather's line, is that it was Dr. Josiah Bartlett who suggested writing the Declaration of Independence on hemp paper so that if the British succeeded in putting down the revolution, they could smoke the evidence of treason. Like I said, it's a family tradition, and boy, they don't want to hear about that kind of stuff when you're over there at the Library of Congress. They just think that's disgusting and un-American. Of course it was American. They were all, distilleries and all that stuff was legal back then and was the norm. We know now that marijuana stimulates the growth of brain cells, and we recognize, looking back on the Founding Fathers, these were very intelligent men here. But in this country today, we're not allowed to smoke marijuana that might cause our brain cells to grow. But alcohol, which kills brain cells, is legal. Okay, for you Aldous Huxley fans out there. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan, the man, is in the control room. And I imagine people are already out and, doing picnics and all the rest of this stuff. So we're going to have a low-key show today here a little bit. Claire is going to be joining us in hour number three to sort of chit-chat about all sorts of things that are going on around the world. And one of our members wrote in with a rather disturbing observation. They went over to YouTube, and they wanted to get a video of the United States national anthem for some purpose for their celebrations. And apparently, the second hit on the list, I did a screen capture, and I put it up there at whatreallyhappened.com. The second item listed on YouTube for a search of the U.S. national anthem is the Israeli national anthem. So, that's kind of a little upsetting. Now, for those of you wondering what the outcome of Obamacare continues to be, Chief Justice John Roberts has split. He lammed out of town. He headed for the border. He's apparently in Malta for at least the next 2 weeks to sort of get away from all those conservatives who correctly surmise that he sold out. He was either bought or blackmailed into changing his vote. It was a very rapid, reckless thing. Now, on Tuesday, they said, we're going to announce the decision. Everybody said, oh, they're going to rule against it. And then they said, decision delayed 2 days. And 2 days later, Roberts came out and said, well, it would be illegal under the Commerce Act, but we'll put our Supreme Court stamp of approval on this thing if it's a tax, not knowing that they set up the entire bill to be invalidated under Article 1, Section 7. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to celebrate our Independence Day by remembering the American Revolution was fought against a private central bank. The Bank of England was fought against financial interest, was fought against financial exploitation, was fought against the money junkies. In fact, if you look back at all of history's revolutions, you will come to find out that all revolutions are against money junkies, who get into positions of authority and then use that authority to basically loot the common people and enrich themselves beyond dreams of Midas. Whether it was the Russian Revolution or the French Revolution or the American Revolution, it's always the people against the money junkies. It's a proud tradition and one I think we should continue today. Now, getting into some of the details, apparently Royal Bank of Scotland's so-called computer woes have now hit Virgin One mortgage customers. This is going on for like about 2 weeks now. And I've reached the point of saying I no longer accept that this is a computer bug of some kind. Yeah, Dan is in the control room saying exactly the same thing. It's a bank holiday and they don't want to admit it. The whole system is starting to come apart and they're looking for any excuses to explain the fact that people are unable to get their money. We were talking about that horrible story yesterday, where the Bank of Ulster, this woman had worked and saved £5,000 for her wedding. and her honeymoon to just launch and go on out there and start married life with lots of beautiful memories, which is so important. And the Bank of Ulster just lost her deposit. And they're acknowledging she made the deposit. They just don't know where the money went. Golly gee shuckies. You know, so Edinburgh's a nice place for a honeymoon. Really, you don't have to go all that far. Anyway, so I think it's a bank holiday. And I think we're going to start seeing the situation coming down because we basically, Europe has been subject to a very quiet coup d'etat. It's a government of the banks, by the banks, and for the banks. And if you don't understand that yet, the LIBOR scandal is really beginning. It's growing. It's not going away. It's not going away. I know that the various banks were hoping that a couple of high-profile retirements with huge severance packages would be the end of it. And they'd say, oh, yeah, the problem's all gone. We're not going to use that anymore. And apparently they're going to abandon the LIBOR for a new, improved, riggable benchmark interest rate. But that doesn't get them off the hook. You know, just because, you know, let's say Charlie Manson stops killing today, we don't forgive him for everything that he did before. It doesn't work that way in a just world. Now, I need to make some, before I go any further, I need to make something very, very clear to a lot of listeners, because I got an email on this the other day here. The Bank of England, when the American Revolution was fought, the Bank of England was a private central bank, like the Federal Reserve, like the ECB. When the abuses of the Bank of England reached a point where it was threatening the structure of the entire nation, Great Britain's government nationalized the Bank of England. It is now a state bank. It's still very predatory, especially outside of Great Britain's borders, but it is technically part of the government, unlike the Federal Reserve or the ECB, which are private. So far, so good. So this is why the statements of Barclays chief Bob Diamond are so important, because, you know, the dark regions have no fury, like a bank CEO deprived of his bonuses. And Bob Diamond is going public and basically saying that the two blockbuster facts to come out of the last couple of days of statements and testimony is, first of all, that the Bank of England, meaning the government of England, was telling the banks to rig the LIBOR to help the banks and the government at the expense of the people. Sounds a lot like the aftermath of the mortgage-backed security fraud here in the United States of America. Screw the people, save the banks. That is the official government policy. And the other huge blockbuster to come out of the last couple of days is that the LIBOR was being rigged even before the crash of 2008. That they've been doing it all along. It's always been fraudulent. It's always been gamed to benefit the banks and the government at the expense of the people, small businesses, individuals, homeowners, mortgage. People have lost their homes over this thing. Small communities all around the world got slammed on what are another derivative, interest rate swaps, because of this tinkering. Now, all of this, of course, is actually illegal under the laws of all the nations, but governments and the too big to jail banks get away with it. That's what power is in the United States of America. It's illegal for you to do the stuff that I'm doing every single day. Might as well get used to it. I'm the Lord. I'm the nobility. Remember in medieval times, you know, ordinary people were, it was a crime for them to steal or kill or all that other stuff. But for the nobility, they couldn't be charged. They were, by definition, above the law. When Erzsébet Báthory was, you know, getting off on torturing village girls to death, they literally had to rewrite the laws to make it possible to charge her and take her to court and then lock her up in her castle for the rest of her life. And we're returning to that same kind of a layered society where you and I are constrained by the laws. But the bankers, the CEOs, no, the laws don't apply to them unless they annoy somebody like Bernie Madoff did. They're not even being charged. I mean, there's this story about this guy who stripped naked at the airport in protest of the TSA. He's going to trial. They're not even going to give him a jury trial. It's just going to be the judge saying, yeah, you got naked, whatever. They're going to throw the book at this guy. Who did he harm? He upset the TSA, who are paid to basically grab people's genitalia. Talk about Coles to Newcastle on that one. And yet these bankers have wrecked the banking system and put all the good stuff in their own pocket. They've done far more damage than a million Osama bin Ladens could have ever done. None of them have been arrested yet. We've returned to the age of the nobility, where above a certain level, you are simply not arrested for your crimes. So that's the latest developments on LIBOR. They've been doing it all along. Nobody's being arrested for it. And it goes right up into the British government itself. The British government is screwing the British people to help the banking system the exact same way the government in Washington, D.C. is screwing the American people to help Wall Street. That's fascism. That is not democracy. That is not a republic. That is fascism. This scandal is not going away, and it shouldn't. You all need to. I know you're on holiday today and hot dogs and beer and all the rest of that stuff. You need to make a stink about this starting tomorrow. And you basically need to go out there and say the entire banking system is a criminal enterprise. It is a device to enslave and impoverish ordinary working people, decent people, moral people, people who are trying to play by the rules. And they're being steamrollered by all this fraud that's going on. So the corporate media is finally starting to say, we're the Bank of England and Whitehall in on it. Yes, we've known that for days now. They're slow on the uptake. They're trying to figure out some way they can make this go away or stall it until the big bang that's going to kick off, the nuclear phase of World War III happens. But that's what's been going on over there. The British government and the British banks were rigging the system to benefit the banks and the government at the expense of the people. Never mind all the taxes you're already paying that they're supposed to run the business on. No, that's not enough. They got to go and cheat you out of more. In the United States of America, the average American has lost 40% of their net worth over the last 3 years. That's how much wealth they're taking away from you. So the British government is definitely implicated, and now they're trying to figure out how they can have an investigation that will basically paper it all over, and it will all end up with this whole idea about saying, well, too many people were involved, and the fault is spread so far. It would be unfair to prosecute any individuals, which is what they always say when they're going to let somebody basically go scot-free for wrecking the system. And like I said, I understand we don't catch all the robbers. We don't catch all the rapists. We don't catch all the murderers. But when we catch one, we throw them in the prison. Okay? And they get to share a cell with some big burly guy saying, you my baby now. Why aren't we doing it with these bankers who have caused so much more damage? TV is always full of stories about robbers and muggers and all the street crime that's going on. And there's a lot of that going on. But if you look at the numbers, these bankers have caused 100 times more financial damage to America than all the street crime put together. Remember the Lincoln Savings and Loan disaster, the Keating Five? Keating stole more money from his investors that year than all the street crime put together. Now, yes, he went to jail, and, well, he should have. But look at all these bankers here who are absolutely getting away scot-free with all of this stuff. Why? What is so special about money junkies that they can never be arrested? There's something going on here. Why are they a people apart from the rest of us, where the laws just don't apply to them? And maybe that right there is reason enough for a new revolution. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Hello, I'm Kowalka. Welcome back to the show. I'm over in the chat room here, and people are saying, "Yeah, don't, you know, not talk about killing the bankers. It's over too quick." You know, well, you know, yesterday I was talking about we should hang, draw, and quarter them, burn the remains, and then train a dog to pee on the ashes. But if that's too merciful for you, the other suggestion is to make the bankers clean out all the toilets in Grand Central Station with their tongues. All right, moving right along here, a Spanish court has opened a fraud case against former executives of Bankia. Remember, that's another one that went bust and had to be bailed out at taxpayer expense. And the lawsuit has been brought against 33 officials, including former chairman Rodrigo Rato, of fraud, price fixing, and falsifying accounts. Okay? Now, Rodrigo Rato is also a director of the IMF. Do you get it yet? They are all crooks. The private central banking system is a criminal plot to enslave and loot the people of the world. That's you, in case you haven't gotten the message yet. You are their victims. If you lost your home, your business, if you had to take a pay cut, if your car was repossessed, if you're unable to afford health care or to feed your family, you are a victim of the money junkies. You didn't deserve what is happening to you. You didn't do anything wrong. It was done to you. J.P. Morgan is being probed over possible power market manipulations. Looking into whether J.P. Morgan manipulated electricity markets in California and the Midwest. Shanes of Enron. Look, Enron imploded. J.P. Morgan said, well, you know, but boy, they were sure looking good for a while. Let's try that ourselves. So J.P. Morgan is playing the same games with electricity that Enron was, and they got caught doing it. Morgan Stanley has been caught using undue influence on Standard & Poor and Moody's Investor Services to give investment-grade ratings to $23 billion worth of notes backed by the subprime mortgages. Remember this whole mortgage-backed security fraud. They were taking all these mortgages. Some were already in foreclosure. A lot of them were subprime because they broke the securitization chain between the people selling the mortgages and the people who had to make sure that the mortgages were being paid. They were giving mortgages to people who just, you know, really were not in a financial situation to be buying a house at that point. And then, of course, the U.S. government started giving tax incentives to corporations that sent the jobs overseas. It was a double whammy. And the goal was to allow the banks to grab the properties and put their full value on the balance sheet, because that little monthly payment of pretty printed pieces of paper wasn't doing the banks any good. The U.S. government took your jobs away to make it easier for the banks to take your house. And what started this whole situation were all these mortgage-backed security bundles being sold all around the world with promises from Standard & Poor's and Moody's and the rest of these guys that these mortgage bundles were AAA rated. And now we're finding out Morgan Stanley was caught, okay, influencing, pushing, bribing, whatever you want to call it, lobbying Standard & Poor and Moody's to put these ratings on the bundles, even though Morgan Stanley and Standard & Poor and Moody's knew that these mortgage-backed securities weren't good investments. There was no evidence to support the analysis. Remember when some of these rating agencies were testifying before Congress and they said, really, it's just a personal opinion. We, you know, you shouldn't be listening to us all that much. But everybody did. And remember, under the law, here in the United States of America, pension funds are only allowed to invest in AAA-rated securities. So pension funds all across America, teachers' pensions, firefighters' pensions, police pensions, were all buying these AAA-rated mortgage security bundles, and they all went bust. That's why the pensions are defunded. That's why all these state governments are saying to their police and fire and teachers, we're sorry, you can't have the retirement we said you could have before. But they're not man enough to stand up and say why the pension funds are empty. That is, of course, up to us in the alternative media to point out what's going on here. Fraud is the new financial model. I got a lot of nasty emails about this one the other day where I said, you know, you have to look at our actual productivity in a nation. Our manufacturing has been declined for 30 years. We're not a major exporter of food any longer. In fact, we're a net importer of food now. Fewer countries want to buy our weapons because of the poor performance and the high cost, like the F-22 and the F-35 and the Bradley and all those other situations. So the only way that you can explain those billion-dollar salaries and bonuses on Wall Street is if that money is the product of fraud and corruption. Otherwise, there's no other possible way for that money to be flowing into Wall Street. They're crooks. They're all crooks. The money junkies are crooks. Accept it and decide what you're going to do about it. We'll be back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Global Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. One more thing before I start taking phone calls. The rating agencies who have been under fire for their very obviously bogus ratings of the mortgage-backed security, you know, they know they're going to court. They have hired Elliot Abrams, who has made the claim that the rating agencies are innocent of any wrongdoing because their recommendations and ratings are free speech protected by the First Amendment. You probably know we had that very bizarre Supreme Court ruling the other day, which said that public statements made by candidates are protected speech under the First Amendment. Therefore, they can lie, and you're not able to do anything about it. And Elliot Abrams is now using the same excuse to get these rating agencies off the hook. Now, like I said, I'm the descendant of one of the founding fathers, one of the people who signed the Declaration of Independence. And as far as I can tell, the First Amendment was not intended to protect liars and criminals. It was to protect people who were telling the truth against a government that lives on lies. And I think when a governmental system reached the point where trillions in dollars of fraud committed against the population are excused, with this ludicrous idea that lying is protected speech under the First Amendment, then the system has broken down to a point of, we can't fix it. It can't be repaired. The only thing we can do, and this is what we did 236 years ago, is fire the government, kick out the private central bank, and start all over again. And it is time to do it. Maybe that's why they're not giving us fireworks. They don't trust us with explosives and a fuse. Anyway, going to go to the phones. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
We just segued into my thing. You know, thank you to the money junkies. A lot of traditional fireworks displays that be going on nationwide, many cities can't afford to put them on anymore.
That's true. That's true. We've had quite a few canceled around here. Over in Kailua, they've had to cancel theirs for lack of money. I understand, though, you know, when it comes to impressing the navies from all around the rest of the world, the Navy's putting on a huge display over Pearl Harbor tonight. And we're very lucky. Our back porch area overlooks Pearl Harbor. We're going to have a ringside seat. We're not going to be all that close, but we're going to have a ringside seat. And you know, the rumor going through the vine is that they put on a huge amount of money, because all these other navies from around the world are here, and they want to impress them what a great nation the United States is and how much money we've got to blow off the fireworks. So in kind of a way, a lot of these other American companies lost their fireworks so that the Navy could put on the fireworks display and impress the rest of the world. It's kind of a little sick, I think.
It's just, I say, thank you to these people for malinvestment, tricking people into mortgage-backed securities. We got no fireworks now.
Well, I think they wanted to not, you know, be comfortable around explosives and fuses and things that go bang. They're really that afraid of us. But their fear is very much misplaced, because this next revolution is not going to be fought with guns and bullets and bombs. It's being fought. It's being fought right now and being won with keyboards, with alternative media like Republic Broadcasting, because we're getting the truth out there. And ultimately, the United States of America, if we are patient and don't get tricked into committing an act of violence that justifies a crackdown, the U.S. government is going to collapse exactly the way the USSR did. And all it took to bring down the USSR were fax machines. Nobody was in the streets with bombs. There were no missiles. There was a brief counter-revolution that required a couple of tanks in the street. But the USSR was brought down by a network of fax machines, and all it did was spread the truth from one Russian to the next, to the next, to the next. And the USSR came down. The Russian Republic started up. They kicked out the money junkies. And Russia paid off its international debt in just 3 years. When was the last time the United States government paid off their debt? I'll tell you, Andrew Jackson was the only president to pay off the national debt, and he did it by shutting down a private central bank, the second bank of the United States of America, or as Andrew Jackson referred to them, the den of vipers.
Well, and another thing, too, Mike, tax revolts haven't arrived when our government put the people on the hook to pay a debt to the money junkies that they did not owe, like Whiskey Rebellion, war reparations to England for a war we won. So as far as I think, if they lose the war, they got to pick up their own cost.
Well, I mean, that would always be my opinion. You know, if a government wants to go off to a war that I don't agree with and they lose it, why am I obligated to pay the losses? Especially, you know, for wars that happened before I was even born. I mean, the people of Germany today are still being looted, you know, for what happened in World War II. They're still having to foot the bill for all these Dolphin-class submarines with nuclear cruise missiles for Israel. And 99% of those Germans weren't even alive back then. The government that caused all that problem, they're gone. The people who did all that stuff, they're all dead. And still it's all about, oh, you owe us this, you owe us that. It's always this illusion of a debt obligation that holds people in slavery. It's rule by debt, and it is no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by chattel ownership of your body. And one day, the people of the world are going to stand up and say, this was just another fraud, just another hoax to trick us into obedience and to surrendering our money to the money junkies. And it is time for it to stop.
I pray the money junkies die as paupers. You know,
well, you know, that would be suitable, but, you know, there was that guy who apparently took a suicide capsule in court when it looked like he was going to lose all his money. And, you know, money junkies, when they don't have their money, they're happy to die. I mean, in fact, the records of the French Revolution are that all those bankers who went to the guillotine before Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette, they almost seemed glad, you know, to be executed because they didn't have their money and their toys anymore, and life just wasn't worth living without having immense wealth around them to play with. And it wasn't until that one courtier, that a young lady who wasn't really wealthy, you know, and she made a real fuss about being taken to the guillotine, and that sort of like took the enthusiasm out of the public mind for public guillotinings, and it was shortly after that that the revolution finally began to wind down, at least in terms of the blood fest in the streets. But it was almost almost a joke that the nobility and the bankers, you know, almost seemed relieved to finally be executed because they just couldn't stand living without their wealth. They're, you know, if they're money junkies, they're basically in withdrawal. And the withdrawal just goes on and goes on and goes on. They were seeing, you know, people who previously had groveled before them for the sake of a gold coin. You know, they weren't rich, but they were richer than the money junkies were in those dungeons. And so, you know, they were kind of actually happy for their life to finally end. And so maybe over in the chat room, they're absolutely right. We shouldn't talk about killing the bankers, but making them live lives of poverty, making them find some way to undo the damage they've done. I mean, at the very least, if we've got 11.1% of bridges in the United States that are structurally unstable or structurally deficient, let's take all these money junkies and give them a toolkit and let them go out there and actually work on the bridges themselves. I think it'd be a really good thing for money junkies to actually learn how to make something and finally be a use to society as a whole. They're not a use to society right now. They are the greatest curse. I mean, like I said, look at the destruction the private central banks have brought all over the world. You know, a million Osama bin Ladens couldn't have ruined as many lives as the money junkies have.
Well, I would say that Federal Reserve building, that could be converted into a jail, too, and we can all visit them while they're sitting in jail smashing rocks.
Well, you know, another possibility is instead of taking these three old Navy ships that they're going to sink in the live fire exercises off the coast of Hawaii, as let's turn them into floating prisons, and we can add seasickness to the misery of the money junkies, and take the Federal Reserve building and let it go condo. Same thing with the Capitol building, because in the next country with, you know, modern electronic global communication, we don't really need a representative government. We need a government that's going to take care of the nation, roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals. And all the big decisions are put to direct democratic participatory vote all across the nation. And so the government doesn't get to decide if we're going to bail out Wall Street or go to war. We the people do, all 300 million of us instantaneously. All a Congress does is provide a convenient one-stop shopping center for big business interests to corrupt the government. So we don't need that anymore.
Well, you know, I got a little opportunity if anybody wants to take over. I got the tax lien list of five counties were surrounding me. And guess who the county has a tax lien against? Because they got all these foreclosures. And guess what? Now the banks are in lien with the county because they can't pay the property taxes. So I figure, well, if the banks can't pay the property taxes on these foreclosed homes, I say people go buy the liens and take the property.
Well, that would be one way of doing it, but you know, the problem is we're in the grip of that whole 11th marble problem, and everybody's trying to find money to pay this accumulated debt, and nobody's got the balls to stand up and say it isn't there. The system has crashed. Let's stop looting people's lives to try and prop up a failed experiment. It's time to call it quits and shut it down and move on to, well, move back to the system that worked when the United States of America started. One of the most revolutionary things they did was to get away from a private central bank, have a state-issued value-based currency that flowed through the economy without accruing interest to a private banker. That one change is what made America prosperous, made Americans successful, built the highest standard of living on planet Earth, and the money junkies couldn't stand that. An entire nation free of a private central bank, that cannot be allowed to stand. And so they basically came in and did the United States what the United States more recently did to Libya. Go in, get rid of the state bank, impose a private central bank, and return everybody to their proper status as slaves. And it is, the private central banks are the new slavery. And we need to recognize that. And not only is it a system of slavery, it doesn't work. Look at all the productivity of Americans. Look at all the productivity of the people of Europe. We're working and producing and working and producing. How can we be in so much debt, except that the debt is artificially contrived by an arbitrary set of rules designed to create more debt than money? So no matter how hard we work, no matter how much we sacrifice, we can never get out of it. And all the time our bought and paid for government is saying, oh, this is the way it's supposed to be. We're sorry, we really wanted to do better, but this is the way it's supposed to be. You and your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren are pledged as slave labor to back up the Treasury bills, which is our pretty printed pieces of paper that we traded to the Federal Reserve for Federal Reserve notes, which are their versions of the pretty printed pieces of paper. And because of these papers, you must do what we, the government, tell you to do, whether it's work in really lousy jobs for poor pay or go off and, you know, kill the people in those other countries who dare to have a state bank and a value-based currency like they did in Libya.
You know what I would say, Vladimir Putin? This may sound like drastic. As far as, like, the money junkies to put them on the run, I mean, for all those money junkies giving Russia problems, I would issue a letter of marque and reprisal and go have a bounty just to arrest these people and send them back to Russia to face trial. I mean, that would.
Well, I think Russia was probably just happy to get rid of them. And I think this nation would be the same way. When this government and this banking system crashes, just kick them all out. Let them go back to Israel. Let Israel deal with them. I don't care. Okay? I'm not interested in revenge or retaliation or retribution. I am interested in sending an object lesson to future money junkies that the good old days are gone forever. And banking is going to be returned to its rightful place as off to one side of the commerce that takes place between the people and the government of the land. That was the way the founding fathers set this country up. Banking was optional. You could choose whether or not to take your business to the bank. You could choose whether or not to borrow from the bank. And as the debt of the nation got higher, people could volunteer to stop borrowing from the bank. And so the system was actually self-correcting and self-stabilizing. But once you have a private central bank in charge of the economy and issuing all the public currency as a loan at interest, you've lost that freedom to say no to the banks. Every bit of currency in circulation, every quarter, every dime, every dollar bill, is the result of a loan that is accruing interest every day that paper note is in circulation. And the private central bankers have looted the real wealth of this nation, which is why they're fighting, you know, this audit bill, tooth and nail. And even if this audit goes forward, look at how much fraud is taking place on Wall Street. Do you really think the Federal Reserve is going to be honest about their bookkeeping any more than any of these other banks? Of course not. They're all criminals. They're all crooks. It is a gigantic fraud perpetrated against the people of the world to keep us in poverty, to keep us in slavery, and the time for it has come for it to stop.
Well, I think would be real scary is when the people find out the Federal Reserve Bank propped up the Soviet Union all these years to keep the Cold War going. So we have.
Oh yeah, that was good for business, man. Keep the Americans scared; they'll shovel their money into the war machine. They'll shovel their children into foreign wars. That's why they're trying so hard to get a new Cold War with Russia going again. And they think that we don't see that's what's going on. They need a new enemy to wave at us so that we'll be obedient little serfs. But we're not falling for it. We understand Russia is not our natural enemy. I mean, if anything, I wish our country was a little bit more like Putin's in terms of kicking out the money junkies and paying off the debt rather than allowing us to sink further and further into debt just because the government gets a piece of the action.
Well, I just say it like this. I'm just glad with the internet I could talk to Russian people, and we
yes.
and that's something they don't want to hear. Is like we actually talk to Russian people and we get input and feedback, and we're friends. And you know, and it's like we can't really buy into this Cold War mentality anymore. You know, we reach out to each other. That's the beauty of the internet.
Well, it is the beauty of the internet, and it's the beauty of global communication because. All of these people inside the U.S. government and the financial system really are a bunch of Cold War fossils. You know, I mean, I'm feeling my age because, you know, I'm in my fifth year of the dragon. But those people at the core of the banks and the core of the government, they're still mired in that 1950s, 1960s. All we got to do is wave the Soviet Union at them and they all do as they're told. And they don't, to this very day, don't understand the fundamental change that the internet has brought to the flowing of information throughout society. You know, that's why you have so many of these people coming along saying, boy, it would have been better if we didn't invent that gosh darn internet. And I'm sure there were people in the churches and government back there saying the same thing about Gutenberg. Oh, it would have been a better thing if we didn't have cheat books and everybody learning how to read. Oh, that's just going to muck up a really good system.
Yeah, I mean, TV preachers don't like it because Benny Hinn crusades, they actually show the really sick and infirm pushed to the back of the lot, back of the auditorium, out of the camera's view. So, and showing actors all over the place.
Yeah, they are, and there, a lot of them are actors. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, George. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Finishing up on the economic situation with the LIBOR and all this fraud that's going on all over the planet in every single banker boardroom. Remember back when the United States was going through foreclosure gate and people were having their homes foreclosed on who were up to date on the mortgage, In some cases, there wasn't even a mortgage. People were being foreclosed on by one bank when their mortgage was actually with another bank. It was a complete mess. MERS just confused everything up. There was this disconnect between the notes and the mortgage deed. It was this huge, huge mess. And every single state attorney general launched an investigation. And then, of course, Washington, D.C. swoops in and says, we'll have our own investigation and you're not allowed to trespass onto our jurisdiction. And a lot of political force was brought to bear on those holdout states until finally Obama got his foreclosure settlement, which basically amounted to a wrist slap and a promise, we won't do it again. And, of course, they're still doing it. They're still doing the robo-signing. That's why California had to pass that law. No more dual tracking, no more robo-signing, no more document mills. It's still going on. And in the United States of America, a very common trick the federal government will use is, we'll have one big investigation. You can let all your other investigations go, and we'll tell you what happened. Which means they're going to impose a lie on us all. And likewise, very often you'll see lawsuits against certain financial institutions. And they'll say, oh, let's put them together into a class action lawsuit. And then the class action lawsuit goes nowhere. It's just another dodge to protect the money junkies. Well, apparently they tried the same thing over in Europe, and the Europeans, having looked at the results of the foreclosure settlement here in the United States of America, are saying, no. No one giant lawsuit, no one giant investigation that can be corrupted and co-opted. And so individual investors are already talking. They're going to start suing all these 20, 30 banks involved in the LIBOR scandal. You know, there was a proposed massive class action. They're saying, we don't trust the people running the class action. We don't know whose side they're on. And so it's going to be a lot of different lawsuits coming in. The euro just took a major nosedive. This is not going anywhere. LIBOR rivals the mortgage-backed security fraud for the biggest financial swindle in history. I thought it was weird, you know, we lived during the time of the greatest financial swindle in history. Well, now we got two of them. Now we've got two of them. And as we come up to the top of hour number one and head for our station break here, you need to just remember, when they talk about Independence Day, it meant independence from the big bankers. Independence from the money junkies over at the Bank of England. We fought a war to get away from the exact same banking system we live under now. Talk about treason by the government against the people of the United States of America. Woodrow Wilson wrote in his own diary, I have unwittingly ruined my own nation. We'll be back. Oh, no, we still got another minute before the music's going to start here. All righty, let's see. All right, there's the music. So we're going to take a break for station identification. I was looking at this quote by Abraham Lincoln. I have two great enemies, the Southern Army in front of me and bankers in the rear. Of the two, the one at my rear is the greatest foe. We'll be back after station identification.